in West Reading, Pennsylvania. While two people are known dead and five unaccounted for, rescue workers have found one person alive. Borough Council member Philip Word.
The silver lining in all this is someone was found alive.
Yes.
Someone was found alive that was, you know, in rubble and not knowing whether they were going to live or die. And fortunately, we found that person, and they've got a second chance.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's placing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus after Britain's move to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing ammunition. Daniel Gouray is a defense security expert at the Lexington Institute and says it really doesn't mean much.
The fear of escalation, the fear that battlefield or tactical nuclear weapons might be used by Russia at some point, has been, if you will, a dampener on some of the more aggressive options that the West could have taken in dealing with the Ukraine-Russia conflict.
The UN is talking about a major drinking water shortage.
The agency says the lack of drinking water around the world is dire, and it's getting worse. Experts say that millions of the nearly 8 billion people in the world don't have enough clean water or sanitation infrastructure to take waste away from their homes. The UN report says the lack of access to basic water-related services kills more people globally than droughts, floods, and other natural disasters. That's despite the effect of climate change. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Senate's top Republican is back home after a stint in physical rehab. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Senator Mitch McConnell is home tonight, released from a physical therapy rehab facility where he was treated for a concussion and a broken rib. McConnell tripped and fell at a dinner 2 weeks ago.
The University of Connecticut women's basketball team's streak is over. The Huskies had been to 14 straight Final Fours, but now they're out of the tournament after losing to Ohio State 73-61. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt Baratool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid 320 through 331. Subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows dip down to about 24. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Monday, under overcast skies. 43 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to live music with Harmonious Whale in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Things That Go, and you play many traditional songs, but this is one of your own. Tell us about this song before you play.
Right, this is an original song. Our man Sims wrote this one. In our band, you know, I write some songs too. I basically write about things that you might interpret to be the glass half empty, because that's how I walk through life, and Sims writes songs about more of the spirit of the glass is half full. This is a...
Jeff will write songs about the wrong size glass.
About what's in the glass. But this is a hopeful song that Sims wrote. Things That Go... Thank you.
Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Guys, tonight Harmonious Whale is a quartet, and you have a guitar player, Scott Levenka. Let's hear from him.
He's our favorite Scott.
Are you guys introducing the new guitar player tonight? Is this the first show?
Coming in for our festival. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Maggie,
drove in from Milwaukee, huh?
Yep, I'm from Milwaukee.
Gotta get a microphone, brother.
Oh, we on it?
He's on one.
Oh,
you want mine?
Oh, check one, two. There we go. Yep, my name is Scott. I'm from Milwaukee,
And I actually started playing, I was a singer-songwriter before this style, and had that career, went on tour, and just wasn't my scene. And so I quit music for a couple of years, and I ended up joining a hip-hop band playing bass. And in that band, we had a fiddle player who gave me a stack of Django CDs. And there was a couple songs I heard on there that I heard before, and I'm like, this is this guy, oh my gosh. And that's when it all started. So this was probably 2010 or 11 that I started getting into Django, and it totally changed my career and learned jazz, and here I am.
Wow, what a great story.
Do you still do any hip-hop at all? Or?
So actually, I'm in the process of recording another solo record of my own material, which is more, I guess I'm in more of the 80s pop vein for this one. So I don't know, I'm just trying something different. I've had songs over the years that I've written, and because I've been pursuing this, I haven't tried to play or do anything with them. So, but I don't know, this winter, that's kind of my winter project this year, is to do some more recordings. So.
I'm going to give you a challenge right now.
Okay.
All right. You got to marry hip hop and gypsy jazz together in a song.
Whoa. Dig it. So I dig anything with a pocket. So anything with this color and a beat, I could see that working.
Yeah.
All right.
February 3rd and 4th is the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest at the Brink Lounge in Madison. And I know you guys are important cogs in the machine there. Tell us about Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest.
Well,
it's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful, exciting, passionate, moving,
change your life kind of thing.
We've been running the festival. Harmonious Whale started this festival about 22 years ago. It started out in a horse barn in the fall out in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, close to Madison. And it has moved into the Winterfest and a fall fest. So this is our midwinter festival coming up.
Was that the shoddy barn?
No, a different one. This was out in Fitchburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends of ours. We were on tour in Europe and ran into a fellow named Django. No, Robin Nolan, and became good friends of Robin in Amsterdam, and invited him to come here. And they were traveling a lot, so they came back and they couldn't believe it. Like a real barn, a real Wisconsin barn. And so that was the first concert out at the barn. And
we gave them their first tour in the U.S., actually. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And everyone was so excited about it, and we took them down to State Street. They played in the Montmartre at that time and blew the roof off of that place, and then they blew the roof off the barn. And it was a new...
Oh, no kidding.
Is it?
Oh,
Cafe Montmartre was the very first venue I played.
Dang.
I don't know, 2001, I want to say. Yeah.
Oh, I think this was like 2004, so
wow.
You were around.
I was around.
But,
so that's why we brought Scott on for this. Scott's going to be part of our band at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest. And coming up to 8 years ago, Maggie and my son Henry passed away. And as we were doing ridiculous things like writing, what do you write? Not an epitaph.
Obituary.
I mean, what BS, you know, to write we didn't want to do it. And we thought, God, you know, we're going to have a ton of flowers, and what do you do with them? And so we wrote this little note that said, in lieu of sending flowers, kindly consider making a contribution to the Henry Mack Fund, and we will dedicate this money to budding young musicians who need a little help moving things forward.
We're going to hear about that in a minute.
Do that later? Okay. But that's why the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest has always been part of that, and it's going great guns. The given the last 2 years of forgetfulness, and Maggie had mentioned that it was 22 years ago, well, we're going to call this one in September the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, we lost a couple years for the pandemic.
Yeah,
right?
We all did.
We all did. So we're really looking forward to this thing.
Nobody cares
next
about
weekend.
The fuzzy math anymore. Well, who else is playing at the Gypsy?
Friday night, Harmonious Well will welcome, and then a band from the coast of Michigan, near Ludington, a band called Third Coast Swing is going to follow up. And the evening will be brought to a rousing close by Alfonso Ponticelli. And then we all jump up on stage and play a number together. On Saturday, the night will be opened by another band from Michigan, from Ann Arbor, called Django Phonic. And Daisy Castro is an old friend. She's from the East Coast. And she's bringing her band in from New York, the Daisy Castro Quartet. And Harmonious Well will close it out. And then another rousing jam, and there's music in the lobby and a lot of merch.
Yeah, bring your
CDs
instruments, because there's lots of jamming that goes on in between the sets and before the festival starts, actually, before the concert starts, after the concert finishes. It's really fun. It's very energizing.
You're going to have a whole parade of people with cardboard boxes coming for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
Daisy Castro coming in from New York. She's on our new record. with us. So is Scott Levenka. They will be there. Happy to sign your vinyl for you or sign your CDs or whatever you like. Yeah. But the new Harmonious Whale project is jam-packed with Gypsy Jazz.
And we've become excellent marketers. We own HarmoniousWhale.com and MidwestGypsySwingFest.com. We just figured that would be a good idea.
So that's
where you can go for information and tickets and such.
Well, let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're going to perform for us tonight, it's called Sin to Tell a Lie. Does this include the little white ones, too?
The little white lies?
Yeah, those.
Maybe. This is an old Fats Waller tune. It's a great dance tune if you want to move your feet.
Let's dance.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. 'Cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Oh, millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. Now I love you, oh yes I do, you know I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. She sure looked good to me. I told her I loved her, my how I lied. And now she's set to be my blushing bride. If she gets me to the altar, I'm sunk. 'Cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. Lord have mercy on a no-count sinner. Give me one more chance to let another man win her. It's a sin to tell a lie. Be sure cross my heart, when you say
Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, this is fun, man. This is good stuff.
And well, we're kind of getting towards the top of the hour, and there's a couple more things I want to ask you about. Briefly, tell us about your new album and where people can find it online.
Sure, a new album. Harmonious Whale's new album is called Wailing All Stars, and it's a project that we put together with guests, 15 amazing musicians that have played our festival throughout the years, and they joined us on the project, and these are a whole bunch of legendary gypsy jazz melodies that we put together, and the guest artists are fantastic. And we have that at harmoniouswhale.com in the merchandise department, or you can come to the festival and buy it. Musicians will be there to sign your new record for you, and check those out.
And just yesterday, maybe the day before, UPS dropped off cases of the LP. So we have
nice.
We have LPs.
Oh, in stock.
Gypsy jazz on album.
Vinyl.
I want one of those.
You got it.
Now, let's talk philanthropy. In 2015, the Henry Mack Fund was created in memory of Sims and Maggie's son, Henry Delaney Potthoff. Can you tell us about your son and what your mission is with the Henry Mack Fund?
Oh, sure. Our son, Henry, was a really fine multi-instrumentalist and a very awesome human being. And after he died, we thought, you know, all musicians need a little help now and then. So this is a fund we put together, and the spirit of it is really quite enjoyable for all of us. And that is we award to a young musician who's making their way out there, and maybe they need a new amplifier, maybe they need a publicist, maybe they need gas in their car, who knows. But that's what it is. It's not a school scholarship. It's a moving along in your following the muse kind of scholarship. And we've been doing that for several years now and have had really fun recipients, and it's been a joyful thing. It's called the Henry Mack Fund, and part of the ticket sales of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest always feed into the Henry Mack Fund.
If people wanted to donate or contribute to the fund, could they do that?
Yep. There's at the MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, there's a tab that says Get Involved, and there's a little explanation, a nice picture of Henry, a little explanation of the Henry Mack Fund, and then links to send some money in, and know that we will keep paying it forward. This year we're awarding the fellow from Michigan named Grant Flick, who we have fallen in love with, and he is an honorary member of Harmonious Whale for the weekend, and just a lovely guy, and a good recipient of it. He's going to keep playing, so it feels right.
Yeah. And Harmonious Whale plays theaters, festivals, and music venues in big and large in Wisconsin and abroad. But your heart is in Wisconsin here. Soon you'll be traveling abroad to Scotland and doing some stuff. So tell us about Scotland. Tell us about Wisconsin. And we'll try and get like one more tune in before sure. we end tonight.
The Scottish trips are Scottish and Irish trips are small buses. The Irish trips are about 20 some people on the bus. The Scottish trip is about 16. They're wonderful tours because they're super relaxed and really musically focused.
So it's Harmonious Whale on a bus with a bunch of music lovers.
That's it.
And every night there's a private or semi-private concert for us, and we jam with the Irish or Scottish musicians. We play on the bus. We play in the ruins of a castle or on a beach.
Oh, gosh.
Bring your instrument if you're interested in doing that. But it's a real laid-back tour called The Tours for People Who Hate Tours.
Us
because,
on the bus.
You've been at the pub the night before. You don't even have to be on the bus till 10 a.m. So... join us for the 10-day tour.
That sounds like a great time.
It really is. We have a gas.
It's wonderful, though.
And again,
great tour guides. We learn a lot.
HarmoniousWhale.com. There's a tab that says Irish and Scottish Tours, and you can learn everything about it at HarmoniousWhale.com. But you have to spell harmonious.
That's
and W-A-I-L is the whale part. W-A-I-L.
Yeah, don't get that mixed up.
So, let's get back to some live music. We're running towards the top of the hour, so we may fade this out. But let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you are going to perform for us tonight is called Minor Swing. Is this a sad dance song?
No, it's a happy dance song.
Oh, no, it's a happy dance song.
In minor?
It was actually written by Django Reinhardt, who we celebrated his birth date on Monday. Now we're going to celebrate him in the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival February 3rd and 4th, and he wrote this melody. It's probably his most popular melody. In French, we would say swing minor, but we say minor swing.
All right. Well, Harmonious Will, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank
we really
you
appreciate it.
Rocker, yeah. Thanks a ton. Yeah,
love you. The music. Have fun on the Scottish tour. Rocker has Max Inc. I don't know how we're going to make the transition from Harmonious Will to Max Inc. Heavy.
Bam, like that, Jimmy.
You can do it.
We'll figure something out.
Flip that switch, brother.
Take it on, my people. Thank you.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows dip down to about 24. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Monday, under overcast skies. 43 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
sing, a sweet sound to sing, as far as it goes, wearing black for Rome. I tried to glass it on, but they didn't bend. I'm not accustomed to you, but we'll be right back.
Madison's Bon Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Max Inc. Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see. We got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the Takeaways, and, of course, some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Look back or regret.
RSI, that is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Husband left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high on the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds a cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. Esiegit against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Finds a cutting. Hepburn to the rim. And he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn. Slam dunk. This zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at 5. Skip pass. Chucky stamps off a 3. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for 3. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. Then Soares inbounding. The 7-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up. Heaves it deep. And it's knocked away. And Guerrier for 3. And the tie back run. No good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE. Broadcasting at 97.5